This podcast has been brought to you by... Have you dreamt of being inside the squared circle? Have you ever thought of being a professional wrestler? Well, here is your chance. 1241 Ridgeway Avenue, Rochester, New York, Flower City Wrestling Academy. Classes are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, contact upstateprowrestling.wixsite.com/upstateprowrestling.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt.
Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
But the question is, who have you ever beat?
Nah, baby, that's for somebody else, baby.
Just take it to the face! You beat real bitch right now.
Tick, 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 tick.
You soft serve sucker.
Those are things. You don't take it to the face, you know, some shit like that, you know?
Shoot, oh my god, that dude is the drizzling shits. Facts. It's either you go hard or you go home. Enough said!
Yeah, I can't do 9 o'clock because, you know, my bitchism. Bitchinism.
Christ, what the fuck?
It's unscripted. It's unrestricted. It's uncanny. I'm Caden. It's uncanny. It's Caden uncanny. Let's go. What's going on, everyone? I am Chris Caden, and this is Caden Uncaged. Yeah, I know it's been a fucking long time since I've done this, but, it is 5:45 in the morning. It is Sunday. What is it? November, what? I'm looking at my phone. November 22nd. That's right. 5:45 in the morning. I'm doing a podcast because, well, I can't sleep. And, well, I had some shit on my mind that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to spew out. And if people like it, good. If they don't, I really don't give a shit. But, yeah, let's get into it. So, I'm going to do a little something different. Caden Uncaged. I've had trouble really getting guests with the whole pandemic, and no one wants to meet up, stay 6 feet away, record a podcast, or do it over Zoom because, well, people are worthless. And by worthless, I mean just really fucking lazy. But anyway, I digress. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to start doing my own little shit. So with that, what I mean is I'm going to record my feelings on the matter. They're probably going to be shorter episodes, so instead of like the hour-long episode that I would give, it's probably going to be like a 20-minute kind of deal. Shit, might be a 15-minute. I can even do 30. I can talk for 50 minutes, but gets boring after a while. So let's just jump into it. If you're a wrestling fan like I am, you've tried to watch wrestling on television, and it's just... it fucking sucks. I just can't deal with it anymore. You know, you got WWE, who's trying to do something. I don't even know what they're trying to do anymore. Like, really, they're just boring the shit out of me with everything they put on television. You know, you got the Sasha Bailey feud that's been going for however many years now. And, fucking, hold on. Son of a bitch. Things in my house move, and I gotta start fixing stuff around. But anyway, let's get back to it. Yeah, Sasha Bailey feud, that's been going on for, I don't know, forever. Boring. Let's see, then we got the let's put Lana through a table because her husband left us high and dry. So what is that, the 8th week in the row? Oh, but she made the Survivor Series team. Oh, by the way, Survivor Series is tonight. That's just fantastic. What else do we have? Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is probably one of the most interesting topics in wrestling right now because I actually give a shit about him. He's cutting promos. It's interesting. They're funny. It's different. He's a bad guy. But is he a bad guy? He's with Heyman. But then Heyman, he yells at Heyman. It's different. I enjoy it. That's the one thing I can enjoy. But you can't just enjoy one thing. You got to enjoy the product as a whole. And yeah, just not doing it for me. They haven't been doing it for me for a while. Ever since they released everyone during the pandemic. And that was a dick move. Yeah, I don't forget. I canceled my fucking network. So yeah, let's move on. Then you got AEW, right? I know there's a whole bunch of things going on in the WWE, but I'm just fucking moving on. AEW was supposed to be the, how can I say this? The difference maker, the other product that you would watch on television. But then I watch it and I get frustrated because you have all these brand new names, all this great talent, and you're doing the same exact shit. And it just gets frustrating because you're like, wait, I thought you were supposed to be the alternative. But you're not. You're light. You're not even light. You're skinny light. Like, the fuck are you doing? Yeah, and then, again, there is a few things on AEW that I enjoy. I like Jon Moxley. I like that they're letting him do his thing. Congratulations on Renee and having a child with him. That's amazing. You know, that's cool. What else? Let's see. Taz. You know, I've always been a big fan of Taz ever since ECW, the Taz Maniac. You know, he's great on the mic, really gives no fucks, just like me, and kind of adopted that style. But I like what he's doing with Team Taz. That's kind of cool. Now you got Will Hobbs. And see, that's something different. Like, you got Brian Cage, you got Ricky Starks, I think that's his name. And then you got this kid, Will Hobbs. Amazing, great, something different. And then you got my favorite wrestler, Chris Jericho. Jericho, I feel, is on that I'll do whatever the fuck I want contract. So I'm going to get paid for whatever I do. And I don't give a shit. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, fuck you. So I think that's where he's at in his life now. And I can't hate on that. But some of the shit he does, like the Mimosa match with Orange Cassidy, I was like, what the fuck? But the singing with MJF, that was... that was kind of funny. That was different. I enjoyed it. But again, you know, a regular wrestling fan, meh. The casual wrestling fan, maybe. A hardcore wrestling fan, wow, what the fuck is that? Bah. So, you get my drift. But, yeah. I just, AEW not doing it for me either. And don't get me started with The Butcher and the Blade. This is probably going to get me mad heat, but I could care less for them, especially after the fact what they pulled with, what's his name, Alex Reynolds. Like, the dude was, I know he said he was okay, but bro, you don't just leave one of your brothers in the ring. You know, that's another topic for another day, the whole brother situation in wrestling, but you don't leave one of the guys you're working with in the ring, especially if he's hurt. At least get him out of the way. You just walked over him like he's a piece of shit and did your spots and everything and then waited for him to get up to do your other spots. And that's towards the Young Bucks. Just very unprofessional, in my opinion. I would never want anyone to do that with me. And I've been injured in matches. And thankfully, those people were able, smart enough, able-bodied enough to get me out of the ring and put me in a position where I'm safe. Yeah, that's crazy. And then we'll move on to the state of pro wrestling here in New York. It's dead. you can't wrestle in New York because King Cuomo has fucking outlawed everything. Yeah, we can't do shit. We haven't been able to do anything. Like, thankfully, we're able to run training. My school stays open, which is nice, but at the end of the day, it's kind of sucks because we can't run events. Yeah, just if you're a wrestling fan, it's no good, no bueno. And if you're a wrestler, it's fucking even worse because if you're trying to make your money that way, well, guess what? You're not. So, yeah. All right, what else we got? Oh, yeah, so huge working relationship with the Closed Fist. Some guys out of Buffalo that I'm working with now. Sean, he's a... You have to excuse me, I drank soda right before I started, and it was a horrible decision. Oh, God. But, yeah, we're working with the Closed Fist very closely. FCWA, the Flower City Wrestling Academy, really doing some big things. Well, we're trying. You know, we're doing things under the radar, you know, nothing crazy. Like, again, we can't run shows, but we run, like, closed set stuff. So, and everyone follows the precautions, no more than 10 people, and everyone has masks and everything. So, man, what? You know what time it is? It's time for a water break so I can not lose my voice. So give me a second. So yes, where was I after I just took that quick little break? I'm still drinking my drink. I believe I was stating about my working relationship with the Closed Fist. That would be Big Ol' Russ and Big Ol' Sean, two good dudes from Buffalo, love the wrestling business, and really helping out when it comes to production with the FCWA production. They really help out when it comes to camera shots and putting things together. I'm gonna say that the Flower City Wrestling Academy is really gonna look good in the next couple of years. Definitely with them working with us, and as well as bringing some other guys, other chips, putting them on the table. We're going to really be stepping our game up at the academy, and I'm really looking forward to what we have in store, especially with the guys. I think a lot of the guys are ready to shine, and I'm looking forward to what they have to bring. Moving on, if you listen to my radio show, you'll notice that all of the guys that used to be on my radio show, and girls, have changed. No longer do I have Maximo Suave, Dave Keller from Elbow to the Jaw Productions, Eris, or, well, that was really it. Now it's Patty Daddy, or formerly known as Pat White, out of the UPW roster. Rico Figueroa, yeah, they used to be the board of directors, but now they're on Catching Up with Caden on 106.3 FM. And wouldn't you know it, the Latin Soldier. That's right. Maximo Suave's former partner is one of my co-hosts. And, well, we kill it on Wednesday nights. Be sure to tune in, 106.3 FM in Rochester. But you can tune in on WRFZ.FM/listen every Wednesday from 8 to 10. Along with that, well, following, you can kick it with DJ Lou. That's right. He has his own show, and he goes from 10 to midnight. He spits all the 90s and 2000s popular music, R&B hits, the sexual music, that second hour. But yeah, really doing some stuff here in the Rochester area, at least what we can. What else is on my mind at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning? People always want in handouts and never really put in the work. You ever realize that? Doesn't that bother you? Because I know that fucking bothers me. You get all these people who are like, I want this, but they never really put the work in. And by that, you know, even wrestling, this goes along with wrestling, because you got a lot of these scumbags who think they deserve everything, but at the end of the day, they deserve nothing because they suck. But, you know, that's my opinion. I'm only one person. But like, everyone else has an opinion, so whatever. It bothers me when I see people ask for things and they don't do anything for them. Especially wrestling. Oh, God, that burns my ass. Ah, yes, which leads me to my last topic, because I'm getting tired. Like I said, you know, 20, 30 minute rants. That's basically what this is going to be at this point, until I do get some more people coming on, some guests. But all of these promotions who are running through this pandemic, the pandemic era of wrestling, let's call it, if you're not following all safety precautions, do you really give a shit about your wrestlers? Because I've been to some of these so-called promotions, and some really don't give a shit, whereas some do. They ask for testing. They ask for signed paperwork, you know, and at least that's taking a step, whereas some promotions are just like, yeah, go out there, wrestle. If you're sick and you get someone else sick, you're a piece of shit. But, again, I'm only one person. You know, I hope the rest of the wrestling community sees it that way, because if you're just going to a promotion and you haven't gotten a test, or you know you're not sick and you're taking all the precautions, you're wearing a mask, you're staying 6 feet from anyone that you haven't traveled with, because let's be real, if you traveled with them in the car, it's pointless to be 6 feet away from them. You're less than 6 feet when you're in the car, so it doesn't fucking make a sense. But, yeah, these are all the things that are on my mind at 5:45 in the morning, which now, what is it, a little after six. But, yeah, man, it's... I'm just gonna take a little swig of the bubbly right here. That's right, I got a little bubbly. And by bubbly, I mean salsa. That's good stuff. Good stuff. A little black cherry, a little Polo seltzer. Really helps curb the mouth, the watering. Wow, that was kind of weird. But be sure to stay tuned. I will have guests. I will have new topics. I will be coming out with at least an episode every week, if not every other week. It does get challenging with my job, and then the co-host canceling, well, I shouldn't say co-host, the guests canceling on me, and then some shit pops up, or I get booked and I'm on the road and I really can't do this, or I have to take the whole kit and caboodle, computer, microphone, you get it. Like, it's a whole fucking shitload of work. But stay tuned. I will definitely have more episodes. I will keep coming out with new shit. Yeah. You know, check me out on thechriscaden.com. I've updated the site, finally. You can catch some brand spanking new stuff, some unreleased stuff. Yeah, and these podcasts, you know, Upstate Unplugged, Caden Uncaged, my radio show, Halloween Horror. What? I didn't say that. Be sure to go to my website. You'll see what I mean. You'll enjoy it if you're a wrestling fan. If not, then I don't give a fuck. Oh, yeah, you know what? Be sure to donate. Yes, that's right. I said donate. I know, in a time of like this, why would you donate? But hey, the Cauliflower Alley Club, they are a great organization. They help out wrestlers who are in need, who don't have a lot of money. You know, just spare some change, a dollar or two, helps out in the long run. Also, if you'd like to donate and help out, I donate to this cause, the St. Jude Foundation. Kids, you know, they're fighting all these, I don't want to say obstacles, but illnesses, diseases. You know, they're trying to get treatments that are helping them, and, you know, a dollar helps them out in the long run. So, fucking help out. Donate. All right. Now I'm going to bed because I'm exhausted. I'm lying. I'm about to go watch New Japan. That's right. Just came out, so I'm going to go check it out. And then later today, I'm probably going to do another episode on how much I hate fucking Survivor Series. But hey, that's right. All right, I'm out, guys. It's been fun. Stay tuned. I will definitely have more episodes coming up. And I will definitely have guests. And we will touch on totally various different topics. You know how I do. I'm Chris Caden. It's Caden Uncaged. I'll see you later.
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.